Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey everybody, welcome to a special series on A Dying Light. I'm your host, Pastor Alex, and each Saturday we're going to come together for a handful of minutes, and we're going to work ourselves through reading the Bible in a year. We're going to do it in chronological order. This will not be a deep dive study, or we're not going to dig into all of the passages and things like that. We're just going to look at the outline of the study. We're going to touch base on a few topics that we will have encountered in the previous week, talk a little bit about it, and then look forward to the next week. So it will not be anything in depth, just very quick and, you know, essentially something to help keep us accountable, keep myself accountable for reading and staying on top of things. And so I just wanted to share this with you, the listener, in hopes that this journey together will accomplish us all to read the Bible in 1 year. And like I said, we're going to do it in chronological order. So this isn't going to just be Genesis and then Exodus and so on. It's going to be a whole bunch of everything. And so if you have a reading plan, make sure you find a chronological reading plan. This is the chronological reading plan from the English Standard Bible. And this reading plan comes from Logos Bible Software itself. You can find them by just a simple Google search. And if I share this on social media, like especially on Facebook, I will try and find one that will walk us through in the same order, because sometimes they'll move a psalm or two around and they'll place things a little bit differently. But by and large, it's a pretty straightforward reading. So we're going to look at what we've talked about in the previous week, and then we're going to look at the week ahead, and we'll make sure we touch base on each day's sections in hopes that it will help you kind of trek along with us. So if you missed a section or missed a day, you can go back and read those passages. And so again, the goal is for the show to be something to hold us accountable and to encourage us to read the Bible in a year. And obviously, if you'd like to do more deep dive exegetical studies, tune into my Friday shows as we're working through the Gospel of Matthew verse by verse. So today's show, we're going to look at the first week, because we're completed the first week in January now. So it's crazy to think that we're already in 2024. But here we are, new year, new week, and new Bible study. So I hope you enjoy this and walk with us as we go through the whole Bible. So you would have started on Monday reading Genesis 1, 2, and 3. And very simple, you have the creation of the world in Genesis 1. One of the big highlighted verses that I really like to gravitate towards here is verse 26. You've got all of everything already created. And you get down to verse 26, and God said, "Let us make man in our image." Right in that little frame, you have the triune Godhead. And you see that actually demonstrated throughout all of chapter 1. You have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And so the complexity we see present in verse 26 is, "Let us make man in our image." Not "let me make man after myself," but "let us make man." So you have the triune Godhead active at work in the creation of Adam here in chapter 1. And then you get into chapter two and kind of have the ordering and a little bit more deep dive structuring into Adam and his helper, Eve. And then you have the fall in Genesis chapter three, where we see the Proto-Evangelicum verse at 3:15, where the prophecy is given that from Eve an offspring will crush the head of Satan, the serpent. So that's day one of reading. And you can go back and read day two. And day two will take you from Genesis 4 with Cain and Abel all the way through the flood account at the end of chapter 7. So you will have Cain and Abel. Then you'll have the flood account. You'll have some genealogy in there, some years and things like that in there. I stress you, even if you can't pronounce the names, read through it. It's very, very good. And it's just to kind of help you see how all of these things interconnect with themselves. Day three, you're going to take it at Genesis 8 through 11. Here, you're going to see the flood residing in chapter 8. You're going to see a covenant that God's going to make with Noah at the end of 8 and into 9. And then you're going to get down to 18. You're going to get another bit of descendants to essentially close this out in chapter 9. Then you'll have the nations descended from Noah in chapter 10. And you'll have all of this down to 11, where you get to the Tower of Babel. So you'll have some more, again, descendants at the end of 11. So don't just glance over the descendants or those lineages, those genealogies. Do your best and just read through them. I encourage you to. They're good, and they help you to connect the pieces, especially when we get into the New Testament and we read Matthew and even in Luke, where we see a genealogy established there. So here's where we get tricky. With a chronological Bible, you'd think we just move right on to Genesis chapter 12 with Abraham. Well, we don't. In the chronological Bible, on day 4, you're going to go to Job, and you're going to read Job 1 all the way through chapter 5, verse 27. So you will have Job's character and wealth in the first chapter, and you're going to see Satan and God talking, and then you'll see Satan attacking Job's health in chapter 2. You'll see Job's three friends appear towards the end of 2. You'll see Job laments over his birth in chapter 3. And then you carry on here and you get a bunch of back and forth dialogue between Job and his friends. And then Eliphaz speaks, the innocent prosper in chapter 4. And again, some back and forth dialogue. And then that continues all the way through chapter 5. So that is the day there on day 4. Which would be Thursday at this point. Day 5, you see Job chapter 1, and this is going to take you, chapter 6, verse 1, all the way through chapter 9, verse 35. And so you're going to see Job replies that his complaint is just, and you're going to see, again, between him and his friends, you're going to have this dialogue back and forth. And each of them takes its turn to kind of give a lament or an accusatory, you know, towards Job for a previous sin or something that he has. Bildad speaks, Job should repent. That's chapter 8. Again, there's the accusing Job of sinning, doing something to cause this heartache and pain that Job's experiencing. Job replies in 9, and that is the end of 9 with Job's reply. And then today, Saturday, as you're reading this, you will pick up Job 10, verse 1, and read through chapter 13, verse 28. So you're going to see Job continues a plea to God in chapter 10. And this will carry on to Zophar speaks, you deserve worse in chapter 11. So what a lovely friend he is. And then Job replies, the Lord has done this in chapter 12. And then in 13, Job continues, still I will hope in God. And that will wrap up your Saturday. So that is your first week. You will have read Genesis 1 through Genesis 11, verse 32. And then you will have read Job 1 all the way through Job 13, verse 28. Now, next week, I won't get too deep into the topics, but this is going to take you Job 14, verse 1. This is Sunday through chapter 16, verse 22. You'll read then on Monday, Job 17, 1 through chapter 20, verse 29. Day 9, which is January 9th, you'll read Job 21, verse 1 through 23, verse 17. on January 10th. You'll read Job 24 through the 20 through chapter 28, verse 28. On day 11, you'll read Job 29, 1 through 31, 40. And then you'll read day 12, Job 32, chapter 32, verse 1 through chapter 34, verse 37. And to round out your week next week, you'll read Job 35, verse 1 through chapter 37, verse 22. And some really interesting dialogue as you get into those latter chapters of Job. You'll see God speaking, and you'll see the conversation between Job and God. Some very, very powerful text to take care of. And we'll talk a little bit about it next week, but I'm going to, again, keep these episodes between 10 and 15 minutes. I don't want to get too deep into the topics, but I want to talk about some of the things that you'll see and some of those, you know, really impactful verses that pop up here and there as we go along. But I just want to keep this, you know, short and sweet and help encourage you to continue reading each day. It takes about 10 or 15 minutes to get through these, you know, two or three or four chapters that are present. A lot of these are fairly short. Job can be a little bit more complex because it reads, you know, like as a back and forth conversation, a really very long one-sided conversation, and it moves to the next person as a response. But I encourage you to just take the time, 10 or 15 minutes every day, and read through those passages. So we'll see you guys next week. Thanks for tuning in. You guys have a great week. God bless. We'll see y'all later.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.